Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good evening and welcome to Night Visions with WPRS.
Hey, this is Wendy.
And I'm Eric. And I'm sorry to everybody, I dropped the bomb. I failed.
What he's trying to tell you is that we are running late, you know, technology and all. So, yeah, but we're here. So, good evening.
So I hope everybody's having a good evening tonight. I hope you're ready for our show.
Well, you don't sound like you're ready for a show.
Well, I am, but I fell asleep.
Yeah, and I come busting through the door since I'm at my mama's until 9 o'clock. There is no show. But guess what? There is a show. So let's get at it. Yeah, favorite Halloween haunted attractions tonight. We did a Facebook poll 2 weeks ago because last week was Blog Talk's fault. So we couldn't have a show. But we're here and we're going to tell you about some of the ones that are our favorites, some of the ones that I'm sure y'all will be going to. I don't know if we will. We have Bush, Hollow Stream this year that we're going to. I don't see us getting to too many of these. Although there is one tomorrow night that I want to go to so bad. And I haven't even put up the information on it yet. But it is one that you have to sign a waiver for. It's called Frightmare, and it is on Military Highway in Chesapeake. So let me pull up the information, and Eric will tell you some of the ones that he likes, he's been to and enjoys or wants to go to.
Well, of course, everybody knows my favorite that I've been to is Busch Gardens, and that's local for me. But we did go to the one, I don't know what it was called, though.
Terror Behind the Walls?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the name. That's what I'm saying.
What was it?
The one we went to in Philadelphia.
Oh, Terror Behind the Walls. We're going to talk about that one, too.
I guess I can talk about the Busch Gardens one. If you guys get an opportunity to go out there, of course you know. I know for a lot of you that were fans of the Naughty Nurses, they took that show out and they replaced it with Jack is Back. And I haven't been able to attend the Jack is Back yet.
We haven't, but I've seen video recordings of it, and it's pretty freaking awesome. And there's some people who have returned that used to work at Busch who I still have not seen, but I want to. So that's going to be pretty cool. If y'all have been going to Busch Gardens for any amount of time, I won't spoil it by telling you who it is.
Excuse me. I will tell you that if you do go, make sure you go to Vault. And Vault is a little bit of all the stuff that's been there. So if you've missed your Naughty Nurses and that, if you go right now, you'll see the Naughty Nurses in the Vault. I know the other week, Igor was there.
Igor. Oh my God, his computer's so freaking slow. Does anybody want to take our internet away and take it behind the barn and shoot it somewhere?
Well, it's probably like me. I messed up tonight. Again, I'm sorry to everybody. You know, I was actually a fool to believe that I could take charge of something and help out a little bit. So everybody will have to just excuse me because, you know, my middle name is Fail. Just ask my work.
Get over it. Oh, my God. It's okay. We missed 5 minutes of the show. Sorry, guys. You'll have to.
Yeah, and that's why you guys didn't hear. When she got here, she got highly upset, saying, what in the world happened?
Yeah, I was asking where it was because last week it was their fault.
Well,
anyway, Frightmare, which I want to go to tomorrow night, because it is the one night where they're having, where they can actually touch you. They can drag you by your hair. They can, you know, do a number of things, and this is why you have to sign a waiver. The address would be 1905 South Military Highway, and that's in Chesapeake Crossing Center. I really wish I had more information on this, but like I said, I want to go. It's called Soul Survivor Thursday, 10th. It's October 10th, when they're having full contact, which, it's kind of like when I go ghost hunting and I'm like, touch me, scratch me, push me against the wall. Well, when you go here, they actually can do that. So that would be kind of cool. So that's just one that's actually in Chesapeake. There is another one in Chesapeake. If I can, it is called, there's a haunting at Greenbrier Farms, that runs through October 31st.
I did see online that something that was going on at Ferry Plantation, they had something, the Lost Soul or something like that, and they had to cancel that event right now because two of their volunteers, because with Ferry Plantation, it's all volunteer-based, and two of their volunteers, one has to work and the other one has, I think, some previous plans or something. So I did notice that they had to cancel that, but they're trying to get a new crew in there so they'll be ready for later on.
That'll be cool. Maybe they'll have something. I know they have Friday Night Fright. Those are still going on. Those are pretty cool. And everybody for the last, I don't know how many years, has always talked about the ghost train at Northwest River Park in Chesapeake. You know, working in the city of Chesapeake, you know, it's one of the things everybody talks about for months on end. It says that it's tickets available on site if space permits. It's $10. It's a half-hour ride through the haunted woods of Northwest River Park in Chesapeake. As you wind deep into the dark woods, the storyteller tells a terrifying tale that unfolds along the tracks, making several stops along the way to witness grisly scenes and gather more details of the story. It runs through October 26th. So that is the one that, you know, everybody talks about. Here is one that I have not heard about, Haunted Ship on Nauticus. Explore three decks of darkness aboard the battleship Wisconsin, which is where I have always wanted to go. The event features a brand new tour route that runs through the ship's lower decks. It runs through the 26th from 6:30 to 11. Tickets for that are 15. Nauticus members are 10. And not recommended for children under 12. That should be pretty damn good. Of course, Hunt Club Farm, we have some people that we know that always works that. The farm is open from Wednesday through Sunday, $25 a person, includes all attractions that begin at 7 o'clock. This website I'm on, I have not heard of some of these, and I would actually like to attend some of these. Mary Oak Stables Haunted Barn is in Windsor, Virginia. That's an $8 donation and opens Friday and Saturday in October from 8 to 11 p.m. at night. The original ghost of Williamsburg. Take a stroll by candlelight through the moon-drenched streets of the colonial capital as you learn of the folklore and legends based on the book The Ghost of Williamsburg. Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Was that the candlelight tour we went on?
Yeah, we did that.
So that's an hour and a half against an 8:30 and it was $11. Take the extreme ghost tour at 10:30 for $15. Did we do the extreme or the regular?
We did this, I think, the extreme.
And then we got Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens. Love you guys. So that's just a little bit of things that are going on in Virginia. One that I know that I'm looking forward to, if I can possibly get there, will be October the 18th, Friday, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Fort Monroe. You know we love Fort Monroe. It's joining us for a walking tour to explore some of the unexplainable phenomena surrounding historic Fort Monroe. This year's tour will dive into the history and mystery of the buildings and grounds inside the stone fortress. I really think we should go to this.
I would really like to.
Tours will feature the interiors of the chapel, yeah, and quarters 15 next door to the chapel. Yeah. I think we're going. Rattling windows, late night footsteps, Civil War soldiers, bedside figures in the dark, broken grandfather clocks, sounded in the dead of the night, and only coincidental fires, which I know there was a fire in the church, so maybe that's what they're talking about. There are just a few of the encounters you will hear when you join us this year for Fort Monroe's Ghost Walk. Ticket sales are final, no refunds, of course, but it is rain or shine. It's walking about an hour and a half. No, it's walking to about one half a mile long and lasting about 1 hour. Not handicap accessible, unfortunately, for those.
Sorry, Tony.
And it's not recommended for children under the age of 12. So, yeah, I think we might go, and if we do, we will definitely, if we can, we will bring you Facebook Live from there.
That would be cool. And, yeah, people, not to be ugly, but a lot of places, if they tell you, you know, not advisable, don't take your kids there. Because I'm going to tell you, before a certain time, Busch Gardens is still friendly for the kids, but, you know, if your kid's easily frightened, don't force them. You know, I hate to say, you know, maybe find a babysitter or let them stay at home. I mean, I will tell you, I've been going to Busch Gardens Palace Screen for a while now, and while it does, you know, they work hard there, and they do give you a fright, but you know, try to, I don't know how to put it, because it's not that I mind kids going, but I know a lot of people, they force their kids to go so they can have fun, and the kids are crying and all that. Because I'll tell you, they've really worked hard, and I will say, you know, towards the beginning, it's same as always, they're kind of slim on the amount of people they have working there. So just bear in mind, I mean, they do the best job they can do.
And the next one that we're going to be talking about is one that we have done on Terror Behind the Walls in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm going to miss it this year. I'm not happy, but it runs through November the 9th, so maybe we can. I don't know. It's at the massive Eastern State Penitentiary. It's a Gothic castle-like structure in Philadelphia's Fairmont neighborhood. It's also home to one of the nation's largest and most ambitious top-rated haunted attractions, Terror Behind the Walls. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
And I will tell you, if you do that, the best thing to do is go, you know, during the day and just take a tour of the place. You can either take a tour where you have like a tape recorder and it will play, you know, at certain areas you hit it and the tape recorder will play like stuff about it. But I'm the type, I like to see when I go somewhere like what I feel.
Yes, because it's good for ghost hunting, and then you go. But then when you go to the Terror Behind the Walls, it feels like two different things because, I don't know, it doesn't even feel like you're there at the jail. That was weird.
And what they do
What
they kind of do there, too, is you can get yourself marked with blood, and when you get marked, yes, and if you do get marked with it, that they're allowed to touch you. They will take you away from your group. Of course, you'll meet up with your group later, but it was the most fun I've had in a long time.
Yeah, I had to get on my hands and knees. Had to get on my hands and knees and crawl through this hole, not knowing where in the hell, excuse my language, tell it was going to end. They were grabbing me. I don't know. It was just weird.
And, of course, I was marked, too, and I had one grab me, but
he let him go.
Yeah, let me go back, too. So I was like, okay. But I am going to tell you, and then you think you're done with it.
Uh-oh.
And they're joining. You don't realize that someone comes up to you and starts yelling at you and can still grab you. It's like until you're out of there, you're free game. But it is.
There are 200 performers and 6 separate attractions in a 10-acre complex. That's how big it is.
That's crazy. But I will tell you, oh, my gosh, I don't even remember the cost of it, but it is so worth it. I mean, I would pay that money again gladly. I can't remember if it was 25 or if it was actually 50.
They got a quick pass. Those anxious to get scared and hop to the front of the line with Terror Behind the Walls quick pass. They got Fright and a Bite dinner package, which I would love, an After Dark VIP tour.
Oh.
Guess me run into the actual spirits of Eastern State Penitentiary during this hour-long guided walking tour of the historic prison. Oh, my God. Yeah. But I think it is 25.
And what's cool, you know, even when you're waiting in line, it's not bad because the performers are actually, they'll come out and they'll, like, harass you.
They will harass you. It was awesome.
So if you get a chance to go to that, you won't be disappointed, trust me. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Oh, I forgot this. This is After Spirits and Terror Behind the Walls. You can extend your visit at the Speakeasy at Al Capone's cell. Live entertainment includes a loud singer, a contortionist in table games. You can also enjoy a complimentary Yard's beer, glass of wine, or Coca-Cola soft drink. And that is $20 extra on top of whatever you pay for the ticket.
And I believe we were going to go to that, but our friend Pam.
Yeah, Pam.
She didn't go through it because she said it was too much, but she was there to pick us up. So, but we did want to go to that as well.
But I will definitely tell you that is 100% worth it. And then there's always the one that we've been always wanting to go to, Pennhurst. Let's see. I have to deal with my computer again. Pennhurst Asylum through runs through November.
You went back.
November the 3rd. And I have not been to this. I know some people who have. They said it was awesome.
Isn't this another one where they're able to grab you?
I think where they can grab you, yeah.
I'm sorry about my cough, too, everybody. Just allergy season right now is whooping up on me.
It's whooping up on both of us. Everybody at work has it. So then we have it. Sounds like my computer has it. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, and by the way, we're supposed to have the best internet available for your area, the fastest and most reliable. Well, I'm still waiting. And I believe, if I remember correctly, with the Pennhurst, they take you to
the tunnels. I think you can spend the night.
And doesn't that take you to, like, tunnels that are supposedly beneath?
Yeah, it's called Blackout. 400 attractions that will push you to the limits of your sanity. Mayflower After Dark. That's where I think you can stay. Pennhurst Asylum's Containment, the Morgue. Oh, hell yeah. Containment Tunnels. Yeah, Containment is a new attraction. No, it's not new this year. It was new that year. It was 2 years ago. Mayflower is After Dark. It's a self-guided tour of the Mayflower building, reporting the most ghostly active of all the locations on the campus. It's featured on Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters, which is a plug for next week's show.
Mm-hmm.
No items of props, visitors will sit in their own risk to wander through the dormitory. Left caught in the sands of time, just it was 26 years ago. Wow.
I love that one.
Yeah. Like I said, it runs through November the 3rd. It's high intensity, November the 1st only. I'm assuming then that's when they can touch you. With it being high intensity. Their website don't give much.
Yeah, I wish I could go.
Somebody send me some money so I can go to Pennhurst. But one that we are going to be going to is one that I'm supposed to be working, but I'm not going to be, unfortunately. Sorry, y'all. And it's Murfreesboro Haunt in Murfreesboro, North Carolina, at the Flanagan House. This year it is October the 31st, which we won't be in town that day. Do we tell everybody what we're going to be doing?
Make them guess. Give them a couple of choices and they got to guess.
Let's see. We're going to be sitting at home twiddling our thumbs, or we're going to be at Busch Gardens, or we're going to be dressing up in Halloween garb, going to the Vanguard in Hampton, Virginia with the DeLoreans.
So let's see how well everybody knows Wendy. If you would like to take a guess, you can go to her webpage, our WPRS's, or even Visionique's.
Yeah, go to Visionique. Visionique needs some. Anyway, Murfreesboro Historic Haunt, October 31st through the 1st. This year, there will be no tour guides. You walk through it by yourself. You can stay as long as you want to. And I'm not really sure what this means, but it says you can walk through the door or go into pitch blackness to go around it. What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh, did you share with everybody what you wear?
What I wear?
Yeah, it says something about...
Make sure you wear, W-H-E-R-E, a diaper in case you go wee-wee.
Yes. So to scare everybody, they're telling you to wear a W-H-E-R-E, a diaper.
I might W-E-A-R a diaper in there. I don't know that I'm going to W-H-E-R-E a diaper.
But,
sorry, Tim. I know that's, you're the one who did this website. But,
but I will tell you, if you don't want to go wee-wee, I will, honestly, though. We went to it last year.
And it's going to be even bigger and better than last year. And it was off the hook last year.
They did a good job. I mean, considering, like I said, a lot of these places are volunteer.
Yeah, and I know a couple of them have already quit. Me and Alexis being two of them. So we didn't get permission to be in it. From other people, we were given permission. From the people who were running it, we won't give them permission from other people to be in it. Yeah, so, anyway. Yeah, so y'all can go to that. Hell, I'll go to that with you. That'd be awesome. I will not be there Halloween, though. I will either be at home, at Bish, or the DeLorean. Did you figure it out?
But I will tell you that Flanagan House, which is kind of cool, it is a bed and breakfast, and I believe it's still in operation.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
So,
it looks, I've never been in the inside. I really, really, really would love to. Tim Flanagan, please let me come into your house. he's actually home run right now. It looks like a really beautiful place. It really does.
It does. And like I said, it was really cool last year because they have all age groups helping out. And like I said, I really enjoyed it. And last year, you didn't get the unlimited time. They were basically trying to make sure everybody was able to enjoy it. So it kind of, for me, ended too quick. Because I know, especially like when I go to Hollow Scream, you know, I'll go through there, and we like to be at the end of the line, because anybody that's gone there with Wendy, it seems like she is like a major target. So if you want to add to it, find out when Wendy's going.
And no, it will not be Friday. Sorry. I will either be sitting home twiddling my thumbs, or...
And she's already told you she's not going to Busch Gardens, so you can knock that out. So it's between sitting at home twiddling her thumbs or rocking...
At the Peanut Fest. No doubt.
With the DeLorean.
With the DeLorean.
And I don't know if everybody knows, the last time we were able to rock with the DeLoreans, her baby girl gave a nice little surprise.
Yeah, she let me down. Actually, I kind of forced her to let me down. She let me down.
But I have to tell that story since we're talking about haunted attractions.
Oh, it's definitely haunted. Okay, go ahead for it.
Well, just imagine after rocking with the DeLoreans till like 1 something in the morning and then walking out to the vehicle. Now, this vehicle is a push button, so you don't even need a key. You push the button, and every little light on the panel comes on, starts flashing. The car tells you, you need this done, this done, this done, that done, do this, do that.
And it won't start.
It won't start. So then you think, oh, maybe I just hit the button wrong. You hit the button again, it does the same thing. Well, then you decide at 1 something in the morning, at a place where the cops are now showed up because a drunk guy decides to cause a scene, to see if you can get some jumper cables to try to jump the vehicle.
Wrong.
Yes, nobody wanted to supply that. And I even asked one of the DeLoreans, but they were in a rental vehicle, so they didn't even have it, but they would have.
Yes, but thank y'all.
Yes.
Thank y'all anyway, and thank you for Rock to Robin for trying to help.
Yes.
Which at this point, we had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah, kind of. So we ended up spending the night in the vehicle, which was fun. I have to say, I wouldn't give that up because the hotels there decided to charge up. Even it was getting the room at now 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning for just a couple hours, they wanted $150. So I was like, no, thank you.
Uh-uh.
Well, my phone ended up having like 2% left in it. So I looked up jump starting the vehicle and found out we had hooked it up wrong. So the next morning, tried once again to find somebody with jumper cables, found a guy in a nice truck. I thought, oh, boy, this is awesome. He told me he wanted to get some donuts, and then he would gladly assist us. Well, I saw him roll up his window and drive away.
He got his donuts.
Yeah, he got his donuts. So I was like, okay. Well, then Wendy decided to use her charm, and she walked over and asked these two guys, and like, oh, I don't know. Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go? So then,
yeah, completely gave me the cold shoulder.
So then the sweet lady, I mean sweet, says, I'll help you.
I think she was the wife to one of those guys who didn't help us.
But she came over there and
knew exactly what to do, where to hook it up.
And, of course, it says she did that, started right up.
There are angels in this world.
But we did find out, thankfully, that the battery and the alternator and all that was fine. It was just
it's been fine ever since.
Yes. It was just a silly mistake, and, you know, you can't get mad because, like I said, when you walk with the DeLoreans, you forget everything else.
At least I do, obviously.
But I have to tell this because what happened was Wendy went out to the vehicle, and you know how you can make it where you can charge your phone? Because her phone, like, was kind of low, so she decided she was going to charge her phone but forgot to disengage the vehicle. So the poor vehicle continued to charge what thought was a phone but was just drinking the battery. So it was a fun adventure. I have to say, like I said, at the time we were a little bit upset, but I wouldn't have changed it because, like I said, I had a great time. I mean, it was a lot of fun, and even got a special treat. Missy, who had been doing another gig, came and joined and gave us a special treat of doing this song.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Thank you, Missy. We love you, Missy.
Because I was really looking forward to seeing her anyway, because when we went, you know, when they were in Hampton, she was there.
Yeah, we had to leave early. Yeah. But maybe she'll be there tomorrow, Friday night.
You just told everybody.
Yeah.
So I guess if you couldn't guess that if Wendy was either going to stay at home twiddling her thumbs.
They don't know what I'm doing Halloween, though.
Yes.
And so far, nobody's told me, so I guess nobody knows. But anyway, I do wonder, since we're talking about Halloween attractions, I do want to get this one. This is one we went to last year.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, it's at the Franklin, South Hampton County Fairgrounds. Isn't that the fairgrounds? No.
It is the fairgrounds.
It's the fairgrounds. It says, come to the second annual Haunted Hayride and Barn. This is sure to be a spectacular event you won't want to miss. You won't want to miss it. It was awesome.
That one was fun because I don't want to get, you know, spoil it, but they do. They put you in the back of a...
And it's only $6.
That's not bad.
That is not bad. But what they no, it was awesome.
Well, it's kind of cool. You get a ride around, and the actual, I guess, entertainment will join you. They'll actually jump in the
park. Yeah, it was. It's going to be October 25th and 26th, and then the 29th to the 31st at 7:30 at night.
Well, it was kind of cool. They had one area they drop you off, and you can either stay on the ride or you can get off the ride and you walk through like a little, I guess you could say maze.
A little maze, a little haunted house maze thing.
But that one was a lot of fun, and we did that on the same night we did Murfreesboro Haunt, which was, I mean, like I said, we had fun doing both. And as you see, that stuff won't break the bank.
No, but if you're under 16, you have to have an adult with you. That's the only thing.
Which is understandable. But I do want to tell everybody, if you've been, and I know I keep talking about it, but if you've been to Hollow Scream, and I know a couple of the mazes, people seemed like disappointed, which you're entitled to your own opinion. But I will tell you, if you did go, you need to go again, because some of the mazes that were on the list of, they said we're not, you know, the best, have really
upped their game the last couple of weeks. They really have. More people are in there. More scares, more, it's just.
And the zones are really cool.
Oh, my gosh, yes. All of them. And then they have the traveling, what are they called? It's a chainsaw gang. And Wendy, got to give a shout out to Wendy.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Wendy. She likes to dance.
We love Wendy. She knows my name was Wendy.
But I will tell you, I know a lot of you probably went when they had the Wendigo Woods, but they now have
Axe Alley.
And that's one of Wendy's favorite areas because she likes blue.
I love blue.
And that's all.
Although I think blue was different this year. I think someone else has blue this year. I really do. But he's cool too. I know him too.
And for some
shout
reason,
out Mark.
Wendy likes to go to the circus.
Love the circus. Love you guys there too. Oh my God.
And for some reason, she's always trying to talk to the ringmaster.
Because the ringmaster is the master. He's what makes the circus. He's the master. Yes.
And for some reason, she's got a clown fetish.
I do have a clown fetish. And he knows my name.
All the clowns know your name.
Pretty much.
And a tightrope. The tightrope people are trying to get you to join the circus.
Yeah, they want me to join the circus with them. But I'm kind of scared because, you know, there's always, well, not always, but sometimes there's this one person that's like on this bungee and he keeps, like, trying to grab me and stuff. So that's kind of scary. But it's okay.
And I'll tell you, the shows are good. I mean, like I said,
Josh is back this year, which means nothing to anybody but like us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we found out someone is back, and it's like one of the.
He was the main vampire in the very first Monster Stomp revamped when they moved it from, what was it, in New France? To Abbey Stone. And once you get into Abbey Stone, your girl, Lauren, shout out to Lauren, was the female part, and Josh was the male part. And God, how many years later? Is this 10?
Yeah.
10 years later, he's back in Nightbeats.
And Nightbeats, they've even upped their game in there. They've changed it because I know, you know, you always have people, and I understand you're entitled to your opinion, but, you know, like I said, they do work hard on all this. And if everybody remembers, you know, Wendy was one that always lived at Hollow Scream, but now.
God, we've only done like 3 times. Pam was just saying the other day, you don't go to Hollow Scream as much. Well, that's because I have another interest, y'all. Sorry. You know, time changes a lot of things.
And it does, but we get a balance of everything. We really do. I mean,
because I don't love anybody any more than any other. Right?
Right.
Even though my car decides to do weird things when we do.
I think it did it on purpose. Because I'm telling you, and if anybody's listening, please don't pass this on, but even Wendy's vehicle loves the DeLoreans.
Okay, so we're a little strange. But she constantly plays DeLorean songs.
And I know what you guys will say. You'll say, well, of course, because that's a radio. But you have to understand when...
Come ride with me one day.
Yes. And everybody that does finds out what we're talking about.
Even people who I don't tell that to. They're like, what in the world is going on with your car? They have to tell the whole story, and they look at me funny, but they just experienced it.
Yeah. Duh. But why I'm thinking about it, because time is slipping up on now.
Yeah.
But make sure you tune into the show next week, and I promise you, if we do 9 o'clock, I promise you I won't fall asleep again, because I was honestly all ready for this.
I don't know if it's going to be 9 or 10. I will let y'all know, because next week, it's going to be us and Ruka.
Yeah, and you'll have to tune in, because this show...
This is going to be quite the debate.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, quite the debate. So, we need to see who wins it. We might even let them vote on it, who wins the debate.
That's a good idea. And while I'm thinking about it, I know people got mad at me, but I'm sorry. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Tony. At the end of this month, he's going into surgery for his back. So, I wish him the best with that.
He used to be our number one fan.
But he now has new interests, which is all right.
So we're looking for another number one fan. Wonder who it's going to be.
So if you would like to become
number one fan,
number one fan, just tune into the show. You guys have an awesome night tonight, and... stay safe and warm and cool when it's hot.
If y'all go to Frightmare, let me know what happened. Love you all.
Love you guys.
Ah.
Yeah. Wendy decided to entertain you with one of her noises she makes.
I love my noises. What's wrong with my noises?
Nothing.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.